Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Stephen Price from USU Extension. We're going to be talking about a pretty important event coming here to the Castle Country, and that is the Price River Watershed Conservation District Agriculture Programs Fair. That's coming up on Wednesday, February 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. over in the Jennifer Lovett Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, you and I were talking a bit before we came on air, but the times are changing when it comes to the world of agriculture, especially when it comes to the landscape of water use and water rights, because there's so much unknown right now surrounding us. So this agriculture programs fair is going to serve a very important space for people who are looking to learn more. So what kind of can you kind of expect from the agricultural programs fair?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different from the traditional crop school that we've had for so many years. So rather than having kind of a set schedule and speakers, we're going to kick off the night with a free dinner for folks. And then we're going to have a lot of booths there, that people can go check out. They can talk to individual folks. So like you mentioned, we do have folks from the Water Optimization Program, Colorado River Authority, some folks like that they can talk to about the changes in an agricultural water policy and some of the things going on around the state. And then we also have some folks that'll be talking more about different conservation programs, so like the easement programs, incentive programs, GIP will be there. So also talking about different things that you can implement on your farms, different programs out there to help you conserve and help you be productive.
And it's always good to be up to date with these programs, because with how rapidly water policy, especially as it surrounds agriculture, seems to change, it's a confusing game to try and keep up with by yourself. And that's why events like these are so important for farmers, is it gives them a closer look at how these things are running.
Absolutely. I mean, these programs are constantly changing for farmers and ranchers. So being able to go in, we'll have agency folks there, so you can get some face time with them, ask questions in person, and kind of jump through a little bit of the red tape trying to get schedules and stuff going. Plus, it's always nice to get to talk to different people that are also producers there.
You know, it's good to get that production insight, and then it's always good to talk face-to-face. You know, you try and call an organization, you get caught on the robocall, you're going through 15 different menus. It's always good to have that direct line face-to-face like this program's fair will offer. Now, as you kind of look through the topics and organizations that are going to be there, is there anything you're particularly excited about to hear from during this fair?
I mean, these are all really good programs. I'm especially interested in hearing more about the Water Optimization Program. We're also going to have the State Vet down, State Vet's office. There are some interesting diseases that they are really watching, things that we've seen in the news. So they'll be sharing some important updates with us as well.
You know, that's an incredible organization to get an update from, especially as we head into a major time of the production year, getting ready for those spring and summer months. Always good to know what problems you could potentially be facing, as well as finding out how they plan on addressing them. Now, of course, you mentioned that there is a free dinner at 5:30 p.m. for this, but of course, with any free dinner, you guys kind of want some people to RSVP, so you have a rough head count of who's going to be showing up.
Absolutely. So Western Ag Credit is sponsoring our dinner for the evening. So we'd like to get a head count, make sure we have enough food for folks, so they can contact Julie Weber at utah.gov, or they can call the local NRCS offices, or even your extension office, and they can help get you registered.
You know, that's what the extension office is there for. You guys are so helpful out and about in the community, helping promote programs like this to get everyone involved, or at least, if not involved, a little bit more interested in what's happening in the agricultural world.
Absolutely.
Now, if there's someone on the fence right now, maybe they're a producer, maybe they're not, they're just interested in learning more about these programs, but they're just on the fence about attending, what would you say to give them that final push to get out and check out the agricultural programs fair?
I mean, it's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. It's a good time to come talk to different folks around the community, get a free dinner, and it's going to be a lot of good information. and stuff that typically we haven't had. So it's a little bit different, and we're really hoping that people can take these programs and implement them and come away with some new ideas and a better understanding of what's going on out there.
Yeah, it's that innovation and understanding that really helps push us forward. And if nothing else, like you said, it's the doldrums of winter. You want to get out. You want to interact with people. This is a perfect chance to do that. Now, Stephen, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Nope, just please come join us. It's going to be a good time.
Stephen, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, our guest, Stephen Price, and we're talking about the Price River Watershed Conservation District Agriculture Programs Fair. That's coming up on Wednesday, February 18th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center on the campus of USU Eastern. It's going to be a great chance to learn about different agencies and vendors have to offer to support agriculture and conservation. A free dinner is included, so please RSVP to Julie Weber at julieweber@utah.gov. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.